Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Space News Pod. It's the daily podcast about space, science, and tech. And today we're going to be talking about China. China is going to Mars in 2020. That's their plan. Just a year from now, China is going to be going to the red planet. And before they do that, they have to do a bunch of tests. You know, just like any other rover that's going to Mars, any other spacecraft that's going to Mars, it's going outside of Earth. This probe has to go through a bunch of tests. And China just released some information about their probe that's going to be launching to Mars in 2020. They're going to be orbiting, they're going to be landing, and they're going to be roving on Mars. Three things. So what they did recently was that they unveiled an experiment which simulated the process of hovering, avoiding obstacles using AI, and descending to the surface of Mars. This trial experiment was held on a proving ground of sorts in China. And I'm really bad at this. This isn't my natural language. So Huailai County, north of China's Hebei Province. I'm sorry. I'm really bad at Hebei Province. So it simulated the gravity of Mars, which is one third the gravity of Earth. And basically it's a lander, right? We've all seen landers before. It's not going to land with giant airbags, you know, like the normal rovers that go to Mars that have been there for years. What they're going to be doing, they're going to be hovering, going to be doing hover tests at this facility. And basically what it is, it's a gigantic structure that's held up by cables, right? So it's a big, like, circular structure made of steel, made of metal. And it has like a pulley and a winch system on it so it can kind of reflect the gravity of Mars. And under this thing, under this big circle thing, it's not quite a circle. I think it's like a hexagon. I'm pretty sure it's 5 to 8 sides. I'm not exactly sure from the photos that I have, but it's not a complete circle. But anyway, there's a lander underneath it, right? And that simulates the landing properties that will be needed when you get to the surface of Mars. And Mars isn't easy to land on because it has less atmosphere than Earth. So it's really hard to slow down. So this lander / orbiter / rover, all in one mission, China is going to be the next country to land on Mars. Kind of crazy that this is all happening within our, I don't know, like the next, 5 years or so? We're going to be going to Mars with China. We're going to be going back to the space station from U.S. soil again, possibly going back to the moon with Artemis. And also SpaceX wants to go back to the moon too by themselves. They just want to launch up to the moon. So there's some really exciting things happening within the next year or so. I mean, Artemis is going to start sending probes to the moon within the next year and a half. And from there, Elon Musk's SpaceX will be doing a bunch of tests with Starship, so they might be able to beat NASA back to the moon. And SpaceX wants to go back by 2023. Artemis wants to go back by 2024. And this China mission, this probe, this hovering probe, wants to go next year. That's crazy. I can't wait to see what happens. And I really hope, you know, China's really secretive sometimes about their scientific discoveries and their achievements. So I really hope that they release this information, at least release some video of the launch and some statistics as it goes, because, I mean, this is a cool thing for China, but this is also a cool thing for humanity, because we all want really awesome stuff to happen in the future, right? Like, we're all there for it. We're all in. We all want this. We all want rovers on Mars. We all want cool sciencing to happen on other planets. So if they could share that with everybody, that would be amazing. It's kind of like what NASA does. If you go to the NASA website, they have all their missions, right? They have all their missions that you can check out and you can learn about everything that they do. Now, China's, like I said, kind of secretive. So if they give us even a little piece of that, that would be awesome. Just be like, okay, we launched this thing. It's on its way to Mars. We landed successfully. Here's a couple photos. Here's a little video of us landing successfully. The rover's working, etc. That would be awesome. And then, you know, sharing the science would be even better. But it gives people a kind of something to look forward to, you know. It gives them a little bit of hope, gives them a little bit of, hey, we can do these cool things. And if these people can do it, we can do it. I can do it. And then it invigorates this sense of discovery for a lot of people. So that's what I'm hoping happens with this Mars rover slash hoverer slash lander orbiter that China's launching there. So that's it for China for today, people. Thank you so much for checking out the show. I do appreciate it. The YouTube subs are going crazy. The podcast subs are going crazy. So if you haven't subbed to either of those channels, make sure to hit that subscribe button. My podcast is Space News Pod. It's three words. And the YouTube channel is Space News Pod, one word. So check that out. Thank you so much, everybody, for taking the time out of your day to spend it here with me on the Space News Pod. My name is Will Walton. See you soon.